We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With your All Local for Monday morning, the 15th of August, 2022. Everybody else going back to school today, a high of 101. So we're back to the hot weather. I'm John Little. Yeah, summer ends today for students all across North Texas as more districts welcome students back. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest on the last of the Dallas schools reopening for the fall.
Thousands of students in the Dallas ISD are heading back to school today as more than 180 schools reopen for the fall semester. With different schools working on different calendars, a lot of kids have been back for weeks. Five campuses opened August 1st on the school day redesign calendar. 41 opened August 8th on the intersession calendar. Today's first day of school marks the third and final one of the year, as well as the largest, quote, welcoming of students. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the Dallas schools kicking off its new school year this morning is Franklin D. Roosevelt High School of Innovation. It's opening after nearly a $64 million facelift. 75% of the original campus was demolished to make room for a new library and media room, a restaurant, and storage space to support a culinary arts program. School principal Lakeisha Thompson says the new campus is inspiring.
And it says something to the scholars when they come in and they see the renovations, because when we tell them that we do what's best for kids, they can walk into this building and they can see that we truly do what's best for kids.
800 students will attend the newly renovated campus. Fort Worth welcomes students back to school today, and the city's police chief is assuring students and staff that precautions have been taken to keep them safe.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noak says his department has taken steps to ensure that all kids have a safe school year. He says the department has offered training to teachers and administrative staff throughout North Texas to teach them ways to respond to an active threat while police are en route.
So far, we've trained over 500 educators, and we're working hard to continue to provide this very important training.
Chief Noak says the department put its school resource officers through additional active shooter and door breaching training this summer, and he urges everyone to reach out to police if they observe anything that's concerning. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Four North Texas cities trained together to better protect kids during an emergency. KRLD's Kristen Diaz has that story.
Emergency responders from Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Duncanville, and Lancaster are preparing for any situation where they would need to get kids back to their families.
After just repeated school shootings all over the country and seeing on the news of agencies, schools transporting kids, reunifying them with parents, we sat down and decided we need to beef up what we have just to make sure everybody knows.
Lauren Sanchez is the Regional Emergency Management Operations Coordinator serving the four cities and says plans were updated and supplies were stocked.
So when parents show up to a reunification site, we ask them to fill out a form with their information and their child's information. So we have about 300 of those printed English and Spanish ready to go. We have pens. We have tape to hang up all the signs. We have power strips to plug in phones and computers. Really anything we thought we'd need at that site.
But overall, communication, she says, is key to success.
Let's make sure we're all on the same page. We all know where the kits are. We all know what our plan says.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Heartbreaking story over the weekend. A North Texas youth football coach shot and killed Saturday following an argument at a Little League football game. Police say the shooter is the brother of longtime NFL cornerback Aqib Talib. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the update.
Coach Mike Hickman was gunned down on the field during a kids' game in Lancaster Saturday night. The family's pastor, Keith Hall, is praying for the family.
We have two lovely children who don't have their father in their life now. We have a wife who is heartbroken. We have a family that is certainly going through, and It's just very difficult, and we all need to really be praying for them.
Lancaster police are looking for Yaqub Salik Tlaib, the older brother of Aqib Tlaib, who graduated from Richardson Berkner before playing college ball at Kansas and then 13 years in the NFL. Aqib Tlaib's lawyer confirms his client was also there Saturday night, but was in no way part of the shooting. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Hickman played his college ball at the University of North Texas and helped lead UNT to a bowl win in 2002. A new bride, a dead husband, and now a murder indictment. KRLD's LP Phillips has the latest on a story out of Denton County.
Court papers say 30-year-old Amber Rosales has been indicted for murder in the April 25th shooting death of 31-year-old Jeffrey McBride. The couple had only been married a few days and lived in Sanger, but the shooting happened in Denton. According to police, Rosales called to report that she and McBride were in a pickup truck when McBride pulled over to talk to a man who was walking, and that man had a gun and for some reason shot McBride. Rosales then claimed the man threw his gun into their pickup and ran off. McBride, she says, tried to drive but crashed. Denton police never found that man. A month later, they arrested Rosales for the murder. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Fort Worth, what started as a minor car crash ended in a fatal shooting this morning. Police say it happened just before 3 this morning at the intersection of South University and I-30. Two cars were involved in a minor crash. The drivers got out of their cars, started arguing, then one pulled a gun and shot the other. One man's dead at the scene, and police say several people have been detained while they continue to investigate. Also in Fort Worth, police are looking for a man who attacked another with a machete and then took off on his bike. Police say it happened yesterday at a park near the Riverside Community Center in Fort Worth. The victim says he was at the park with a friend when the suspect approached, cut him on the forearm, then rode away. The victim is at JPS Hospital recovering. Police have identified a suspect, but haven't yet made an arrest. DART says construction on the much-anticipated Silver Line starts today. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
The first intersections affected will be on Hillcrest Road at Wester Way and McCullum Boulevard in Dallas. After 2 weeks, the construction will shift to the opposite side. It's expected to last until late November, and after that, the project will move to other intersections. The 26-mile Silver Line project is going to run through 7 cities between DFW Airport, Grapevine, Coppell, Dallas, Carrollton, Addison, Richardson, and Plano. It will also include 10 new stations. It's expected to open in 2024. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.